Okay, great, guys. So we have everyone in the call, which is great. So welcome back to Fred after his holidays. Let's go through the agenda, which I sent out yesterday kind of late, so sorry about that. Is there anything else? So you guys have seen the agenda, I assume. Is there anything else that we need to go through? I think the main points for this meeting would be to quickly go through the update of the TLD Ops overview document, and then discuss actions that we need to take until the Singapore meeting, and then maybe also briefly discuss the meeting in Singapore itself and preparations for the presentations at the CCNSO Members Day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's agenda items 3, 4, and 5. Okay, cool. So then we proceed with the regular action point on the regular agenda item on the action points. So we have an action point 19, which is to review the requirements in Chapter 4 of the final report. And I think it's just Fred who still needs to do that. But since you were on holiday, that's so if you can do that.
I will try to do it in the next few days, yes.
Okay, thank you. So then we have an action point for Christian and Jacques, which is to provide a cost estimate of the final seeker system. Not really sure what to do with that action point since we decided to, at least within this working group, focus on delivering the mailman-based system. But of course, perhaps, and that's my proposal, but we'll get to that later on, is maybe we could chat with Keith in Singapore, assuming he's there. I'm not sure if anybody knows.
Yeah, no, that's a good plan. I think he's going to be there also.
Okay. So then I propose that Jacques and myself, we talk to Keith about that in Singapore.
Okay.
Do that in Singapore. Just making a note here. Okay. So we'll keep that one open. Then there's action point 26, provide input on the open-ended parameters in Chapter 6. That's done. So I received input from Gabi on that. Then action point 27, to review the seeker subscription procedure from the perspective of the CCNSO Secretariat. Gabi, that's also done, so we can close that one too. 28 is to organize a conference call with OR and Gabi on the mailman administration, but that one wasn't required as far as I can recall.
Yeah, it turned out that at least I believe I know mailman well enough to be able to handle it.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll close that one off then. Then 29 is a draft summary of how SSCs may join the TLD Ops list and how they're supposed to use it. And that's essentially the document I sent you guys yesterday. So we can close this one too, I think. Then an action point for all of us to subscribe the security and stability contacts of the CCTLDs in this working group to the list. I think that's my proposal would be to do this after we finalize the overview document. But we'll get to that, let's say, in agenda point 4, which are the actions until the Singapore meeting. So let's keep this one open because we still need to do it. And the same goes for the next action point, which is action point 31, to subscribe the security and stability contacts of UK, JP, ZA, CO, and US. We still need to do that too. Okay, then action point 32, actually that one's in the future, that's after the Singapore meeting, so we'll keep that one open too. And the same goes for action point 33, to organize a webinar. And then we have action point 35, to provide a draft summary for ICANN, so that's what Gabi did, I reviewed it, so that's done too. And you guys know what that's about, right? Did we talk about that before?
We mentioned that at the end of last call, but I know, yeah. Federico, for instance, you were not here.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. So maybe you could briefly summarize that, Gabi?
Yes. Just so I spoke to the head of the policy department, which CCNSO belongs to, about whether I can could possibly finance well, the ops trust list. He replied that he basically wanted just a summary of everything we need and what it is, an overview, as soon as possible. He was not even interested in the actual cost because I said we don't know what the cost will be, but he said that that's not that important right now. Just quickly summarize everything so we can have it as, as fast as possible because they're discussing budget within ICANN now. So we did that. We drafted something with Christian and we sent that about, was it 2 weeks ago, something like that. And
yeah.
I just had a confirmation back that thank you, receive that, and he will take that further to the relevant person within ICANN who actually would look into this and decide on it. And we just wrote that we will let them know what the cost will be as soon as we know. So that's just to follow up on that.
I think it's important to emphasize that this is just one possibility that we're exploring to, you know, potentially finance the UPS trust-based system. So because we also need to check this with the community. So it's just one of the options.
We also wrote that in the email that we don't know, but we just often say any, you know, potentially if they could So that's done.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, thank you, Gabi, for that.
Thank you for the summary.
Yep. So then action point 36, which is for Gabi to make the doodle call, the doodle poll, and which he did. So we still have 5 open action points. So that's good. All right. So going back to the agenda, then the next agenda item is the update of the TLD ops. It says TLD ops procedure, but what I meant is TLD ops overview document. So that's the document I sent you guys, I think, late last night. I'm not sure if you had the opportunity to look at it. Irvin already had a look at it. He sent us, I think he included some very useful feedback, so thanks for that. My proposal is that we enable everyone else to also have a look at the document because I sent it kind of, you know, short notice. And I would like to ask everyone to please review the document before Thursday, so Wednesday, end of business at the latest, so that I can revise the documents on Thursday and Friday, and then we can start inviting, you know, security and stability contacts as of next week, so that at least we'll have maybe one or two or three on the list when we hit the Singapore meeting.
There's a lot of track changes that makes it confusing because there's your document, Irwin's, and Gabby's, all with different comments at different place.
No, I also sent you a clean version.
Yeah, but afterwards. Yeah, be
prepared. You want me to go through it briefly?
Yeah, and have a final one, I guess.
I just had two very minor comments, one change in my one comment, so I can add that to whatever, you know, will be the last version. Do you want me to go through the comments or my input?
No, I think I'm not sure because I thought that Jacques was asking for the an explanation of the major changes in version 0.3
compared to
version 0.2. Am I right, Jacques?
Because we got there's new stuff. So yeah, do a quick overview.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. Well, actually, the amount of new stuff is very limited. It's basically moving stuff around. So I had a conference call with Gabi last Friday, and we basically came to the conclusion that because what we had in the initial document, in version 0.2, we had a subscription procedure, that was the figure that's now in, well, actually, I changed it a little bit. So what we had initially was a subscription procedure that was being initiated by the security and stability contact. I'm not sure if you guys remember that. That was the procedure that was in there. And then I had a discussion with Gabi last Friday, and she said that the more typical or more common scenario would be the one that a subscription procedure that would be initiated by the CCNSO secretariat. So based on that feedback, I basically tried to distinguish two types of subscription procedures, one being initiated by the validator or the CCNSO secretariat, and the other one being initiated by the security and stability contact. And the text is actually almost the same as compared to version 0.2, except that I copied it into this new chapter, chapter 4. So that's actually the major change, that there's now this distinction between these two types of subscription procedures. And what I'm proposing in chapter, what I'm proposing in chapter 6 is to focus on this validator initiated procedure, or the one that's being controlled by the secretariat, because that will enable Gabi and maybe other people to manage their workload better, because they are in control of who's going to be invited to the list in what order.
Okay. So,
well, just to clarify, because it all came up because we need to invite them somehow to join, right? So it actually takes away a little bit of work, because otherwise I would need to invite them to subscribe to then validate it again with them. So it was just easier if I just invite them and ask them to define who it was. It just takes away a step, which I thought was unnecessary.
Yeah, so now we have both possibilities.
Okay.
The rest of the changes you're seeing are basically refinements. So it's trying to put things more precise. So, for example, in the summary, I emphasized that the main purpose of the mailing list is to act as a contact repository. So that's what I emphasized. And then in the terminology section, I added the IANA admin as a separate role or entity, if you will. And then in chapter 2, the edit is that I added that we are working with personal contact information, so names and phone numbers, rather than with role-based accounts. And I also explained why.
Okay.
Then in chapter 3, not much change, to be honest. Just one sentence or two. And then chapter 4 is new, because it has the validator-initiated subscription procedure in there, but the text is basically what used to be in chapter 5, so I basically moved that forward. And then chapter 5 is now the security and stability contact-initiated subscription procedure, but I'm only explaining the differences with the validator-initiated one. So that's why it's much shorter. And then I added a screenshot of how to actually subscribe to the list if the security and stability contact is doing that. So that's figure 4. And then a few changes in chapter 6 to emphasize that we're using the validator initiated procedure so that the secretariat can better manage its workload. And then I updated the messages in the I did some of the messages in the appendix. And I still need to do the very last one, 7.7.
Okay.
And so those are the changes, and plus I added these figures to hopefully better explain how the procedure works. I'd love to hear your feedback on the document, of course. But I think that so the goal is to actually also share this with the people that we're going to ask to join the list. So from my perspective, I think we should put it on the CCNSO website somewhere so that people can check how it works, for full transparency. But if you're a security and stability contact, for example, you only need to know, let's say, a small portion of the document.
Yeah. So the, I guess the last comment I have is 7, Appendix A.
Yep.
Can we actually put all these messages inside Bellman?
No, we cannot. That's why it has the column in the rightmost column in table 1. It says composer, and it shows which messages can be composed by the Mailman system, and that's actually only 2. So the subscription confirmation, which is like the welcome message you receive when you join the list, and potentially the subscription reminder, which is now being sent out in an automated fashion by Mailman, usually once every month. So what we'd like to do there is, let's say, change the text in that message a little bit, but I'm not sure if that's possible. And the other messages, like the SSC request and SSC response, which is the message that the secretariat would send to the IANA admin contact, are basically, emails you got to write by hand, so to speak. So it's not automated.
Okay, that one works, yeah.
Christian, I actually have a comment which I forgot to include in my comments, but you just reminded me now. Because it says somewhere that every time someone gets subscribed to the email list, I need to send out a message about that to the list that this and this person has now been added. So if there will be a lot of adding people in the beginning. I mean, that would, let's say that we actually do add 10 per week. I'm just saying that this might be quite annoying to the rest of the subscribers to get as many emails about that. Would it be okay to, at least in the beginning, summarize it to the end of the week so that they get a summary at the end of the week who's on the list?
Yeah. I would totally agree with that. Actually, I forgot to include that in the document.
I think it's a good idea later when once the list is established, then of course we need to. But at least in the initial phase, it will be too much.
Yep, totally agree. Okay. So those are basically the main changes I made in the document. So I would like to ask everyone to review it, because I think all of our thoughts are in there. So I basically wrote a large part of it, but I think that it's the content is a combined effort. So you guys would please have a look at it and send me your feedback, preferably in the document. That would be great.
Okay. One question I had was with the 2 test batches. Currently, it says in the first test batch we use the SSC-initiated process, and in the second one we use the validator-initiated process. Is that what we want to do?
No, that's a mistake. That's something I forgot to change.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
it might be all right. I mean, it's not a problem, but it's just what's in there right now.
Yeah.
Could also mean that we test both procedures.
Yeah, that's also true. What do you think there, Gami?
Actually, you did test the one procedure. We did a test with Kristen and I. Unsubscribed him, and he asked to be subscribed, right?
Mm.
So maybe if we could actually split it so that 2 of you perhaps try to... I need to unsubscribe all of you then to be able to do it.
Well, in this case, it would be to subscribe our SSC, which is not me.
Okay.
But it's more like, should I should I go to him and say he should try to subscribe, or are you going to send an email to what will be our CEO, who will then propose him to you? Depends on which procedure you want to follow.
I think who of you are actually entitled to, who of you are the contacts, the relevant contacts?
I will be one of them, but we are two.
So you're so one of them, so I should suggest you do that.
Yeah, so we should follow the test procedure to subscribe to the other one.
Exactly. So I think the ones that actually are the relevant contacts should do that. And in the other cases, I will email the administrative contacts and ask them to do that.
Okay. So, Irvin, you will try to subscribe through the mailman system yourself?
I am subscribed. I will ask our CSO to subscribe.
I need to unsubscribe you then, Irvin. I will unsubscribe you, and then you'll ask to be subscribed.
I was thinking of subscribing the second person.
Oh, okay. You will, but that's not the way it should be. Sorry.
Okay.
No. Because then I need to go through the admin contact. That the admin contact is the only person who actually can initiate that.
Sorry, Irvin.
Forget what I said. You can ask the other person to ask to be subscribed, but before I can accept him, I will have to go to your admin contact to get the approval that he's entitled.
Exactly. Then we test the whole procedure without me being involved.
Yes, exactly. Sorry. So I will not unsubscribe.
I'll still give them small hints that something is coming.
Okay, great. So exactly. So that would be fantastic if you could ask your colleague to ask to be subscribed. You need the link probably. Shall I send it to you?
It's in the document.
It's in the document. Yeah, good. Okay, so yeah, if you could do that, and I'll go to the admin contact and go through the process. So in your case, we know.
So Irwin's contact will enter the information himself, or will he go through the?
No,
okay.
he will enter the contact information. He will enter the information. He will send me a request to be subscribed through the system. But to be able to subscribe him, I will need to go to the admin contact to get the confirmation that he actually is the right person.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Hold on. Okay. All right. So anything else that we need to talk about regarding the document? If not, then please review it and send me your feedback so that we can, let's say, create the final version by the end of this week.
Yeah. Do we need a two-pager version of this?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
Maybe after the Singapore meeting.
Do the two-pager in Singapore, you mean?
Yeah, or after with the basic process.
Yeah, I would first, maybe we should first, test it to see if it works.
Yeah.
If it does, then let's say create the two-pager out of this one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, let's do that. Let's write that down. Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. So that was agenda item number 3. Then actions. Actions until the Singapore meeting. So like I said before, please send me your feedback on the overview document, and I'll try to I'll make a final version by the end of this week. Then we also need to put the document on the CCNSO website. So perhaps Gabi, you can put it there somewhere.
Yeah.
And the resources, probably. Okay. And then I think there's a few things that we need to check. So first of all, I think Jacques already pointed, Lisa briefly mentioned it a few minutes ago. The first thing we need to check is if we can actually change the the mailman reminder message, because it seems that it's not possible through the web interface. So maybe it's different. It's possible in another way. But I'm not sure how. Would Dean and Orr be able to help there, John, do you think?
Yeah, but for sure, if I know what we want to do.
Yeah, so what I would like to do is that we that the subscription reminder that Mailman sends out every month, that it keeps on doing that, but it changes the content of that message a little bit. So we still need to think of the wording, but at least it needs to include, the list of people who are subscribed on the TLD Ops mailing list. So that once every month, as a subscriber, you get information. Okay, you're still a member of this list. Plus, in the same email, these are the other people that are on the list.
But potentially, we could have like 220 CCLD times two contacts. So 500 people.
Yep.
Christian, if it's not possible to actually... sorry, it's Fred. Christian, if it's not possible to actually do that on the reminder message that each member receives every month, definitely possible to write a script that to run on Chrome to send the list of subscribed members to the list. Because Mailman has a command line command to see the list of subscribed members, and it's very easy to automate that.
Okay. Yeah, because I know that the Mailman server
is not every member will receive. Not every member of the list will receive a single message for each, but one message to the list once a month, automated one. So it's possible to do that.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. That's much better.
Yep.
That's much better.
So, Federico, can you help us with that? So I can turn that into an action that Federico,
you
can play.
Could you repeat that, Fred?
I can describe that.
Can you write the script?
Sorry?
Can you write the script?
Yes, I can.
Oh, cool.
Can I make this an action for you, Federico?
I can.
Thank you.
Maybe if we can play with.
I'm sorry?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Federico, let's send the script to the NSOR, to Keith and William, and ask them to put it in production so we can test it out.
Will you do that, Jack?
Okay.
Can you
do
forward
that?
Well, Federico, can you do that?
I send it to Jacques.
Okay.
I send it to the list and to Jacques.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll make that an action for you, Jacques, to liaise with DNSORF then regarding the script.
One thing that still stands is the point that Jacques was trying to make. I think that the email may get quite long because there might be like 500 people in there. Would that be a problem?
Or maybe we can somehow insert a link or a reminder on how to do the command to get the full list. if that's too much.
Or the script, maybe, can you tar and zip?
I can split the list in two columns. I think I can let me try the first version and then we see what it's the result. I don't think I don't know, 300 or 500 lines message of only text will be a problem.
Yeah, no.
To anyone.
Because the downside of inserting a link.
The main procedure to get the list of subscribed people on mail. Sorry, Christian.
No, that's right. Keep talking, Chris.
I think that to get the list of the main procedure to see the subscribed members on the main on a mailman mailing list, you have to sign on the mailman interface. And I don't know it. If we have the goal of sending the list of members to every member every month, this message will not be a problem. The only problem that I see is this is the only traffic that we get on the main list. So.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you
guys got what I mean.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. That might be true. Yeah. Of course, it's also true that the list will probably only be used when there's an incident somewhere, and hopefully that will not be too often. But if we have this automated message using that script, then at least we have the keep alive message, so to speak. And we also have, let's say, an email in everyone's inbox that has all the subscribers of the mailing list in there, so that people can even contact each other when they're, when they don't have internet connectivity, for example. Okay. So that action point that you took, Fred, that's great to write the script. So that will actually improve things a lot. So let me write that down. Other things that we need to do before the Singapore meeting. No, there's nothing else. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going through my notes here. I'm confusing myself. So these are the things that I think that we need to do before the Singapore meeting. So update the document, put it on the CCNSO website, and then hopefully also integrate Fred's script into the Mailman server.
Can I just clarify one more thing, Christian? Because I know how to proceed with Denmark. Is there anyone else that from this group that I should subscribe, like colleagues, or is there anything else I should do with anyone from this group?
Well, I think that you should approach, let's say, all the CCTLDs within this group through the admin contact.
Okay, fine.
Because I already warned our guys, so they know you're coming.
Okay, good.
They know it's coming.
And then if everything goes well, I will also approach the five other identified ones during next week.
Yeah. So I would wait first to update the document, and then put it on the website somewhere, and then start inviting people next week.
Okay. So I will invite the admin contacts of this group by the end of this week, when once we know the document is finished. Okay, good.
Okay.
And I won't do anything.
I think you can. I mean...
It depends on what you want to do.
Erwin, right?
Yes. We'll use a different procedure for DK from the other four.
I think you can go ahead.
We'll do that.
Okay. Thanks, guys. All right, so that was action point number, agenda item number four, the actions until the Singapore meeting. And then I also have the agenda item number five to basically briefly talk about what we would like to do at the Singapore meeting. I think that, but you guys please comment on that, is that what we need to talk about is actually two things. One is the way forward on the final report. So how are we going to proceed with the final report now that we also have this overview document? So in my opinion, the final report can be much shorter because we can now simply refer to the overview document. So what we could do is, for instance, in the final report, concentrate on the background information, things like why we made certain decisions and what the potential alternatives would be. And maybe also, and of course also, refine the roadmap for the seeker system. So this is something that we could discuss when we have our face-to-face meeting in Singapore. And one other thing that we might want to talk about is the outreach activities and what time frames we are going to attach to those. So that's just my thoughts on agenda items for the Singapore meeting. I'm not sure if you guys have anything at this point.
No.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, so then one other thing that we need to do before the Singapore meeting, or at least on the Monday before the CCNSO day, is to prepare the presentation that we'll be giving on the CCNSO Members Day, I think on day one, right, Gabi? That's on a Tuesday, right?
Yes, on Tuesday, I think straight after lunch now. I had to move it around a little bit.
Okay. So I will prepare a first draft, which will not be final, and then I'll just share it on the list with you guys, and you guys can provide additional content if you want. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Then agenda item number six, which is the summary for the community. Well, I think that's pretty straightforward because it's basically the three previous agenda items, which is the update of the overview document that we discussed, the time frame that we're going to invite CCTLDs as of next week, at least a couple of them. That we discussed the actions until the Singapore meeting, and that we also, somewhat had a look ahead to what we need to do after, during, and after the Singapore meeting. Anything I forgot there? Okay.
Good.
All right. So that brings us to the last agenda item, which is any other business. Jacques, do you have anything on it? Anything else?
Well,
you
just one. Keith is on the mailing list, so we should remove him.
Who?
Keith from DNS OARC.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Could you do that, Gabi, please?
Yeah, I'm taking an action.
Okay, cool.
That's it for me.
Okay. Thank you, Jacques. Fred, anything else? Did you say no?
No. Yes, I said no. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Cool. Erwin, anything else that we need to talk about or that you want to talk about?
I'm good.
Abibu?
No.
Good. Gengar, through the chat room, I guess. Gengar, any other business? It appears that Gengar is not responding. So, Gabi, any other business?
Nope. I guess we won't have a call before Singapore, so.
No, I don't think we will. No. I don't think that. By the way, is everyone going to be in Singapore?
Yep.
I will be there.
I am.
Yes. Okay, cool.
I'm arriving on Saturday.
Okay. So I think that we, in that case, almost everybody will be there, maybe except Gengar, because he appears to be offline. Okay, that would be great. Excellent. So I don't have anything else myself. So with that, I would like to thank you again for attending the call, and let's close it, and we'll talk to each other through the mailing list and, of course, in Singapore.
Thank you.
Could you just one last thing? Could you by like Wednesday send a clean version of the document that we can re-review with all the changes accepted?
I also sent a clean version yesterday, so you can also use that one if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Because there's a lot of track changes in there also. Cool.
But
okay.
The clean version is clean, right?
Okay.
Except for my changes.
All right. That's it.
But the reason I don't want to bug you with this, but the reason I'm asking is that if you could review this version, then I can create a new version or a final version on Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
You can use the clean version or use my version of the clean version, then you get my comments as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the latest one that was sent out.
It is, yeah.
All right.
Okay, great, thanks. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.